Welcome back to Reading the Psalms. I'm Dan and I'm going to read Psalm 7 today. Psalm 7 is listed as a Shigion of David, which he sang to the Lord concerning Cush, a Benjamite. So this is a psalm concerning one of David's enemies. O Lord my God, in thee do I put my trust. Save me from all them that pursue me, and deliver me, lest he tear my soul like a lion, rending it to pieces while there's none to deliver. O Lord my God, if I've done this, if there be iniquity in my hands, if I have rewarded evil unto him that was at peace with me, yea, I have delivered him that without cause is mine adversary. Let the enemy pursue my soul and overtake it, yea, let him tread my life down to the earth and lay my glory in the dust. Arise, O Lord, in thine anger, lift up thyself against the rage of mine adversaries, and awake for me. For thou hast commanded judgment, and let the congregation of the peoples compass me about, and over them return thou on high. The Lord ministers judgment to his peoples. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness and according to the integrity that's within me. O, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish thou the righteous. For the righteous God tries the heart and reigns. My shield is in God, which saves the upright in heart. God is a righteous judge, yea, a God that has indignation every day. If a man turn not, he will whet his sword. He has bent his bow and made it ready. He has also prepared for him the instruments of death. He makes his arrows fiery shafts. Behold, he travels with iniquity. Yea, he has conceived mischief and brought forth falsehood. He has made a pit and digged it, and fallen into the ditch which he made. His mischief shall return on his own head, and his own violence shall come down upon his own pate. I will give thanks unto the Lord according to his righteousness, and I will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. If we didn't already know the heart of David and the integrity of his behavior, we would assume based on this psalm that he was a pompous, self-indulgent, arrogant, proud one. And he calls on God to judge his case, and he boldly proclaims to God, if you find anything in me, then tear me apart. But we do know David's heart, and we do know that David is one who is not just bending into the ravings of the arrogant. One thing that we can do, knowing that this is David's psalm, David, a man after God's own heart, take these words and place them onto the lips of the Christ in his trial and on the cross. And we have a clear voice to the troubles that we imagine Jesus suffered. And with this psalm, I have greater sympathy to the struggles that were going on in that moment. Let's read it again. O Lord my God, in thee do I put my trust. Save me from all that pursue me, and deliver me, lest he tear my soul like a lion, rending it to pieces while there's none to deliver. O Lord my God, if I have done this, if there be iniquity in my hands, if I have rewarded evil to him that was at peace with me, yea, I have delivered him that was without cause mine adversary. Let the enemy pursue my soul and overtake it. Yea, let him tread my life down to the earth, and lay my glory in the dust. Arise, O Lord, in thine anger, lift up thyself against the rage of mine adversaries, and awake for me. Thou hast commanded judgment. And let the congregation of the peoples compass me about, and over them return thou on high. The Lord ministers judgment to the peoples. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness and to my integrity that is in me. O, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish thou the righteous. For the righteous God tries the hearts and reins. My shield is with God, which saves the upright in heart. God is a righteous judge, yea, a God that has indignation every day. If a man turn not, he will whet his sword. He has bent his bow and made it ready. He has also prepared for him the instruments of death. He makes his arrows fiery shafts. Behold, he travels with iniquity, yea, he's conceived mischief and brought forth falsehood. He has made a pit and digged it and fallen into the ditch which he made. His mischief shall return on his own head, and his violence shall come down upon his own pate. I will give thanks unto the Lord according to his righteousness, and I will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. While the psalmist calls on God's fiery, strong judgment with the sword, the reality that the psalm paints is that in the effort of bringing wickedness to an end, wickedness brings itself down, and it falls into the very pit that it digs. If we place our trust in God and place our trust in that righteousness and living that righteousness, we will be free from ruining our own lives. We will be free from the judgment that we know is to come. And all that by the grace of God and the sacrifice of the Messiah. Well, thanks for listening in, and I hope to talk with you again sometime soon.